And she wants to participate, and one of the reasons is that, well, when I, like say, she was a, when we met, she was living in Port Hudson, which is this area I was telling you about, whereas people were certain, you know, seemed to, like say, didn't express themselves or seemed to be isolated. And so when we moved back to Zachary, whereas the people in this community are kind of progressive type people, you know, mm-hmm. they're searching, you know, and mm-hmm. so then she came associated with, you know, some of the other ladies in this area who were participating in different movements, you know, and and this is what she liked, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was proud that she did, you know, become active in these things. Mm-hmm. Even though sometime, like say, it, you know, it's a sacrifice on my part because I'd rather her be home with me, you know, lots of time. But then again, I said, well, this is the way I look at it. Why? You can't stop people from doing what they want to do. In other words, if you restrict a person from doing what he really wants to do, then you don't have anything anyway, you see. Because if they want to be someplace else and then you and you restrict them, then you don't have anything then but a sack of something that, I mean, you know what I mean? It's not, no value to you. So it's better, say, without a total person, then you don't have anything. So when she wants to go, I said, you know, go with my blessings, you know. And then when you want to come, then we, that's the way we do, you know. We differ on a lot of things, like I'm a movie goer. She doesn't like movies. I like football games. She never, you know, she doesn't like football. I carried her. When we first married, I used to spend, oh my goodness, I used to send a cab to pick her up, carry her to a football game to meet me there, you know. And she stood up and then she looked the other way. What they're doing? I said, well, good gracious, girl, I spent this money, you know. So I found, you know, I read after finding out that she didn't have show that much interest, and I said, well, it's no sense in bothering. Then I had to slightly deviate from it too, you know, because for the benefit of the family, I couldn't be spending my money that way. And then, so then we had to kind of slightly channel our ideas, you know. I had to share some of the things that she liked, and also, I think I've done most of the sharing though. but I mean, I think this is the thing that I wouldn't say a successful marriage, but it makes a marriage work. Is the, you know, giving up certain things and letting, you know, the give and take of life.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. Do you think that, you know, the names of the rooms and so forth, do you think you could sort of make a sketch of the floor plan? Just where the
where I grew up? Or we were nomads. We moved from place to place until
well, if there's one house that, you know, you lived in for a good deal of time.
Time, yeah. Well, yes, my home. You know, you're talking, well, like say, after 1940, we bought a home, you know.
Could you sort of make a sketch of that?
Oh, yeah, it would be easy to do that. I mean, it's not that complicated.
Just where the floors, you know, the floor.
The way it is now, the way it was then, or what you want?
Well, if it's changed, just...
The way it is now, or the way it was then, or what... The way it is now, you know, actually there's been some remodeling done since 1940.
Well, just whichever